Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm lost right now. Someone that meant the world to me lyrically is gone.
Just think, he's with Jerry.
Yeah, he is. He's with Jerry. Robert Burns, a.k.a. Robert C. Hunter, passed away last night, and I got to see him probably 20 times, because when the Dead played, he opened. And, like, instead of having a set break, he came out and played, like, 8 songs. And the dude, like, man, that'd be like my dad playing. And he was just amazing. Like, he was like an Energizer Bunny. You never thought would, but he finally did. But, you know, we have a DC mom who is, have you seen that? The guy that was, like, dancing and, like, doing, like, humping the car. Because they got climate change.
What does helping a car have to do with climate change?
I want to get into something that, because I talked to some police on this. I want to get into this. You know, why no one runs them over. I'll get into that. Congratulations, Democrats. You are the sole owners of the most unpopular 2020 policy position right now. As you're giving health care to illegals, but to Americans, you're not doing anything for us.
And that surprises. This is my surprise
place. Yeah, so, you know, I want to get into that. I also want to get into a school district that canceled a football game because they were going to have crap tons of support for the cheerleaders who backed President Trump.
Yeah.
If that was my son or daughter in the cheerleading team, I'd own that school corporation. That would be like Kyle Wolkout School. I want to get into that. Wow, you know. Greta Thunberg. My dream, my childhood is gone. It's stolen because, you know, if I had a dollar for every person that said, well, if you take a look at a Canada Dry can, if you look at Canada, take the letter of the alphabet and, like, C is the third letter and do those numbers, that will equate to the time the world will stop and we'll all die. I've heard that for...
If we would have done that at that age, tried to do that, what would our parents have done?
Oh, Lord, help us.
Thank you.
I don't even want to find out.
Right.
I want to get into also, you know, that they're gonna do an investigation, an exploratory investigation to see if they should consider impeaching Trump. What should they do? Should we not, dude? I want you to impeach Trump because then it's going to get him in 100%.
Bill Clinton, Obama, Schiff, Comey, Hillary. Those are 5 reasons why they have some nerve trying to impeach my president. Those are 5 reasons why they have.
Well, nothing's going to happen to Biden or his kid, so.
Thank you. I forgot about Biden.
Yeah, nothing's ever going to happen. I mean, that's the problem. I want to get into that much, much more so, and also some cannabis news and Manchester United news. And cat news. And thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you'll feel a part of. And Revelations chapter 3 says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Pardon me. Behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. But no, you have a little strength in you. You've kept my word and not denied my name. Think about that as you're. Well, I love to speed up the scriptures. I don't know why.
Well,
just,
I mean, people can't hardly understand what you're saying when you talk that fast. You need to slow down.
Oh, I guess I can't. I can't understand people that talk slow. I just. But that's just
talking
me.
Talking too fast. Like that,
that's how I always, that's my nature.
I know,
That's how God made me. I can't, you know, He made me perfect. So don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. I am on my page and I'm on the conversation page. So that's been kind of a thing because there are people that will be on the conversation page on Facebook and they'll be commenting and I'm on my page watching. And so
I'll go and watch from the conversation.
But it's all good though. But yeah, it's just hard to believe. But yeah, well, we took our cat to the vet and all the way in Indy. Lord help that trip. And yeah, my cat did okay, but we found out that what he has is an autoimmune disease, which he's too young to have that, and the only way you can have that is due to, guess what, medications. So now he's on.
Because the free medicine that our vet gave him, they changed the formula, had to make it bigger, stronger, better, and it was working just fine.
Yeah, that's
and
the problem.
And he was barely 3 years old and gave him this autoimmune disease, and now he's on
steroids and stuff. But that's, I mean, I don't know if you ever saw one of my favorites. Jerry Seinfeld is one of my favorite stand-ups, and he did I'm telling you for the last time, he goes, strength in the supermarkets is gone. You can't get it. Now they have extra strength. Now they have maximum strength. Find out the maximum allowable dose that will kill you, and then back it off just enough. You know, you can't.
Look at the dose on the mask and the others, they're the same thing. They just got the different names.
Yeah, from the different companies, and it's just that thing is so funny because 0.03 tetrodotoxin, got a good enough of that amount of that in there. You know, it's like they can't just leave something good. Well, two cats, it didn't help. It needed to be so they make a stronger dose for those two cats.
Well, and I'm wondering, I want to look it up and see how many cats got his problem. I'm sure he's not the only one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of course, he's a butt much, so.
But I want to get into this, as many of you possibly know. I have a candle here for Robert Burns, a.k.a. Robert C. Hunter. He was the poet, a lyricist, a writer, and he, if you've ever heard, Broke Down Place or Black Muddy River, A Box of Rain, Casey Jones, China Cat Sunflower, Dark Star, Eyes of the World, Franklin's Tower, Friend of a Devil, Greatest Story Ever Told, Jack Straw, Playing in the Band, Ripple, Rooster Rag, Reuben and Chelsea, Scarlet Begonias, you name it, St. Stephen's Chagree, Terrapin Station, Tetragray, Truckin', Uncle John's Band, and many more. Robert Hunter wrote those. Incredible, incredible lyricist, incredible, incredible guy. Born June 23rd, 1941. Died September 23rd, 2019. He was with his family. Everyone that was knew him and loved the man, they know he was with his family. So, you know, we know he was with, you know, loved ones when he passed. It was just incredible. Now he's with Jerry. Now they can collaborate in heaven. Yeah, he's just an amazing man. Just an amazing, amazing man. That's why I got my brother got me the Grateful Dead shirt, and I got the patch there, and I got a candle for Robert Hunter. Yeah, the band means a lot. I mean, you know, sort of like Rush. Rush is a group the same way. There's not, Geddy Lee will often say this. I don't mind. I really don't mind. If you respect me, I'll respect you. I understand that you were in high school when a lot of this music came out, and you got through a lot of life because of lyrics Neil Peart wrote that we played to, you know, and when the Vapor Trails tour came out with Rush, I'm like, I gotta go see him. I gotta go see him because I hadn't seen him yet. And I wanted to see a bunch of tours, and I'm kind of glad I didn't because, you know, like Neil Peart will talk about, well, first thing we have to go through, what's the set list? What songs did we play? What songs didn't we play? What songs from the past? I'm like, work on a set list? The Dead made up one every night. It was totally different. They didn't sit there and spend like months emailing lists back and forth. Well, okay, we haven't played this song in a while, you know, so.
Okay, but honey, maybe they couldn't even remember what they played. They were, okay, because of the pharmaceuticals and the people listening couldn't remember, so it didn't matter. okay, I know that was a little bit mean.
Yes.
But I just had to put it out there.
But Bill said it best. The Grateful Dead aren't the best at what they do. They're the only ones that do what they do. That way, he wasn't saying Led Zeppelin was bad or, you know, Moody Blues or any, you know, it wasn't saying that, like, any band, they're not the best at what they do. They're the only ones that do what they do, and that's what they were, you know. And it's crazy to think about, you know, the band and... So it's just one of those things that moving forward and going on, just some stuff to, you know, pay respect to a great lyricist that was amazing, you know. But I want to get into this because, you know, they're going to, because Trump and Ukraine and this and all this stuff, you know, Hillary Clinton sells half of the U.S.'s uranium and no one has a problem with that. But Trump makes a phone call. Trump, we're going after him. Because we're going after Trump because, you know, he was in bed with Ukraine. And he's actually a Russian KGB agent. And, yeah, that's right. He's going to turn America into Russia. That's what he's going to do. He's gonna build the wall back up that Gorbachev tore down. Because, give me a break. We're gonna do an inquiry. We're gonna waste more time. See, the Democrats are even proving how useless they are. They're not even. They don't care about you. We're gonna take a 50 panel group, and we're gonna spend the next 8 years, and we're gonna investigate whether we should impeach Trump. Trump's gonna be out of office in 2024 after serving 8 years. And yes, we're gonna impeach Trump now. Okay, Mike Pence just got sworn in as president. I mean, seriously, that's what's gonna happen. I'm telling you, that's what's gonna happen, you know. That's this world we live in, folks. You know. But like I tell people, you have to love certain things. I don't expect a Bernie Sanders supporter to like 199% of every single solitary thing he wants to throw at you. You should. No, I don't really agree. No, I don't get that. No, I don't. No, that's not going to. I'm getting blurry for some reason. I don't know. But anyways, you know, you people like, wow, you're a Trump supporter and a Grateful Dead fan? Wow, how does that happen? How can you support cannabis? You're a conservative. You can't support pot. You can't support marijuana. You're a conservative. Wow. I can't support a medicine. I can't support a product that pound for pound produces more ethanol than any other substance. Wow. I'm telling you. I don't know. You know, you shouldn't support 100% of everything the candidate stands for. I get people all the time like, how can you be a Trump supporter? I love the Grateful Dead. I love cannabis. Know your facts. Know your facts. Pound for pound, you get more ethanol out of hemp. It's a better textile. If you made Band-Aids out of it, you wouldn't need antiseptic on it because the stuff is naturally antiseptic. It makes great rope. It's one of the healthiest oils you can get. Maybe we can start using hemp oil and get the price down. And I'm talking about hemp seed oil, you know, to cook with. I'm not talking about cannabis oil, we're still having to deal with that because there's a lot of CBD products that people are testing positive for cannabis. Yep, because I'm using CBD, they're failing piss tests. And it's a real big issue. And I hope to very in the near future, in a couple weeks or less, have the owner of Five Star Medical out of Indianapolis on the program, and I want her to go into that and talk about, you know, because she helped win a huge judgment for us so we can actually have flower. But there are a lot of people that are failing tests and stuff because of flower and all this different stuff. So, but, you know, when you have Democrats with the Wall Street Journal and the NBC poll giving illegals health care, that is so unpopular. Why aren't you doing stuff to help our own people? See, Democrats don't care. See, there was a reason why politicians were like a part-time thing back in the day. Because our forefathers knew that if they got a salary, guess what? Those same people that vote in the laws can vote raises for themselves. If politicians keep voting themselves to get a raise, and we need to have a cost of living increase, and we need to get more money, more money, and more money, more money. If we, the people, don't do anything to stop it, that's on us. Will Joe Biden ever, or his son ever, face the music for what he did? We're going to take a commercial break and I'll be back when Joe Biden actually is punished or goes to jail. I'll go on a commercial break and I'll be back in about 20 years when Hillary Clinton ever goes to prison, Bill Clinton, Obama, any politician, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, Mitt Romney, when politicians start paying for their punishment, when Al Gore starts paying, when you have a good old Al Sharpton, when he gets put, when he has to pay his millions in taxes. You know, we'll be back. I don't ever see that happening. Until we, the Tea Party, I don't think it was a good movement, but it didn't do enough. They need to demand more. If the politicians keep voting to give themselves pay increases, they're going to keep getting pay increases until you, the people, we, the people, say, no more. No more Civil War time. Civil War time, folks. Don't forget to like and share, folks. Please like and share. Don't forget to do that. A DC mom, climate change activist, twerking on the front of my effing car made kids late to school. How you doing, folks? Yeah. We got climate change. Yeah, we do. Oh, we got climate change. Yeah, it's bad. The earth's going to come to an end, and I'm going to stop it by humping a car. Are you kidding me? And we're the problem? The conservatives are the problem when you have people on the left humping a car? But then you have Greta Thunberg. To the world leaders of the United Nations, how dare you allow climate? How dare you allow this earth to come to an end? Because it's, you know, the 50 million other times we said it's going to come to an end didn't happen, but this time it will. This is a box of frosted. No, it's not really a box of frosted Cheerios. This is a code that when deciphered, it'll tell you when the world's going to come to an end and we're all going to die. Not many people know it, but I do because I believe in climate change. But it's not going to be, see, it's going to happen because, see, this is, we're going to have a hurricane of snow. That's where we're at, folks. It's going to be a climate change of snow. Because, you know, I mean, I got to give her credit. Whoever coached her, I wonder how much she got paid to do that. I'm sure she had an acting coach. I will give her that. She's a great actor. She's someone that if I was a police officer and I had a husband pretend to be murdered, and we had the wife in the car who was paying off a police informant to kill the person, and they said that he had died, and she's trying to pretend like she's really upset when she's like, cha-ching. That's what she reminds me of. She reminds me of someone that, like, if she was in a cop car, and you know, and the police informant said that, yep, you know, when she gave $10,000 to this police informant, not knowing he was, and said, I need to kill my husband, when her husband's dead, she's trying to pretend like she's sad, and, oh, man, we're not buying it, man. That lady is so far from, she's not really sad. You know, I mean, she was a decent actor, but not good enough to where you could sit there. I mean, I think she was good, but not good enough to where, I mean, you know, she doesn't have a clue what she's doing. If I was her age, I'd have been like, climate change, is that a new Thundercats episode, or is that a new Heathcliff episode? And you have, well, the world's coming to an end because I'm told to say this. Hello. My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm reading a teleprompter. Turn left. Global warming is a big threat. And my childhood is coming to an end. I'm not going to see my 16th birthday because, you know, global warming. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar, okay, folks? Lord help me. This is bullcrap. I remember, and I think I talked about this last Thursday, there was like a, like if you take the phone number, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 0. And if you did those numbers, it was like a time, a date, and a year that the world was supposed to come to an end. I mean, who is this girl? Is she Nostradamus? I mean, we got like 12-year-olds saying the world's coming to an end. We got people humping cars because global warming is going to kill us all. You got Democrats giving illegals health care, but not its own citizens. But we're the problem. We're the problem. Trump's not trying to help Americans, but we're the problem. I actually asked an officer this one time, because, like, I don't know about many states, but most states, at least in Indiana, if there's a 20-car pileup and you're getting out of your car and you're going to other cars to make sure people are okay, of course you're going to be on the interstate. If your car is not working and it's and you pull over to the side of the road on the interstate, you lift up your hood and you call the cops. And you say, hey, yeah, I'm on 65, whatever. My car isn't working. I just wanted to let an officer know that's why I'm here. If it's somewhere where you don't know, you know, can you get a tow truck here? I don't know who to call. I'm not from here yet, whatever. You know, and you stay in your car. If you're not, it's illegal to be walking down the interstate. I remember, like, where I grew up, you could go down this ravine and up, and you'd be near the interstate where we lived. And like, when the cops would come, and you can't be here, and we'd go down the ravine and up, because you guys can't be there. And they'd go, okay, we live, like, right over here, and since we live there, you know, we took off, so they wouldn't come after us. But, you know, you couldn't be in the interstate. So if these people are blocking, like, an interstate, the cop told me technically they're in the wrong. They can't be there. Call us and we can have them removed because they can't be in the interstate. But he goes, just keep driving. If they don't get out of the way, they can't be there illegally anyways. They're illegal to begin with. You would have, you know, smart people will get out of the way. Dumb people will get run over. Because they're in the wrong by even being there. Where am I at, folks? But, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. But, like, these people blocking the roads and climate changes, like, you should try to help and make the earth better, but I mean, we're 4.6 billion years old, and whatever. Who knows? Please, you know, but I still, if anyone can tell me how humping a car is going to stop global warming, I mean, I'd still love to know how that's going to work. I want to know where that kid's parents were at that thing. My whole childhood is gone forever because of global warming. I mean, whenever I try to pretend I'm her, I just think of Ron White. Yeah, the way he would always talk. But, you know, I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, you had these, because if any of you watch Minded Jamal, he lives right near where these cheerleaders backed President Trump. Now, when I was in school, nothing was political. You wouldn't have sat there and been like, no one cared. I mean, I remember a couple of people say, oh, yeah, Bill Clinton, but that was it. No one were, you know, political wasn't big in school. But these cheerleaders backed Trump, and that a football game was canceled. Well, of course it was canceled. There was going to be a crap ton of people rallying around those cheerleaders. As rightly so. Well, what you need to do is, hey, you need to have like a rally for those cheerleaders every single solitary football game. What are you going to do, cancel every game? Well, we're going to rally for those cheerleaders, period. Well, if they got in the way game, we're going to that stadium, we're going to have a rally. You're going to cancel every single game? Are you kidding me? Then go ahead. Cancel every game. That's just how it is. We're going to do that. Yeah, they need to. People need to stand up. Okay, well, just to let you know that we're going to plan a rally for the next game, whether it's home or away, and it's going to be bigger. And you're going to cancel that one? Because we're going to – are you never going to – is the football team they're going to play? Because we're going to have – we're going to make it bigger. We need to stand up. That's the problem. If we the people don't stand up and do something, if, oh, anyone can get on the mic like me and say, guess what, folks? Here we go again. The Democrat, yep, the congressmen and senators, they're voting for a pay raise, a cost of living increase. But if you don't do anything, I'm just going to go to sleep and wake me up when Hillary Clinton's going to be charged. Because they'll investigate her all day long. They'll investigate both Clinton and Hillary and Joe Biden. Oh, they'll investigate. Nothing's going to happen to them. Nothing's going to happen to them. That's what gets me. People in America need to wake up and know that. If you don't like the fact that they keep getting wage increases with the congressmen and senators, do something about it. Demand change. Be at their office. Call their phone. My wife tried to call Nancy Pelosi. Nope. That ain't happening. Yeah, nothing works. Yeah. I'm surprised when my wife called. Her phone didn't just go, like, the message box is full. Because I've had people, like, call this number and complain about this because, and when I called, the voicemail box was full. They had so many people calling. And I called the place back and said, you can let people know their mailbox is full. Have them keep calling, you know. Yeah. See if you can get like a secretary to them and just, yeah, no, their mailbox is full. I want you to write them a memo, post-it note.
It did say that it was full and that they were going to send you to an operator and then it went click. It went dead.
Yeah.
They're not taking any messages. You couldn't leave her a message and you couldn't talk to her. I'm not done though. I'm not giving up.
Yeah. That's my wife. We don't give up. I mean, that's the problem.
Tell her, and my message to Nancy Pelosi is, thank you for re-electing my president.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. Do they not?
Realize that.
Come on, these people, are they really this stupid?
Yes.
I mean, no, I really think there's something... Are they really that stupid? What are you looking at?
Chopper.
No, they're out there. But, oh wow, that's close.
Yeah, it's like right above us. Sounds like they're circling us.
Maybe they know I tried to call Nancy Pelosi. They're coming to get me for real. Anyway, bring it on. I got my First Amendment, right? Bring it. Anyway. Are they really, you really think these people are this stupid? They're this, that they don't see, that they think we don't see through their BS.
But, no, what I'm waiting, I think the problem I see is they might, like, well, what are we going to do about it? You know, this is my whole point is, okay, well, I bet you people like Nancy Pelosi are like, well, look, we know straight, I know, I can say straight to your face, okay? You know we're worthless, we're not doing anything, but how are you stopping me? These idiots in California are going to keep electing me, even though they know I'm not doing one thing. What will be a game changer is if California ever goes, yeah.
I think this 2020 election is going to scare the Democrats. I think it's going to be a landslide for Republicans all across the board.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
But I know a bunch of liberals are like, hey, I don't really care for Trump, but what are my Democrats doing for me?
That's what I keep hearing.
That's the big thing I keep hearing is, I don't really like Trump, but what is the Democrats doing for me? They're not doing anything. I don't see this. Let me just so you know, folks, we got about 24 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much. Like and share, comment. Let me know you're watching, because I have like 100 and what do they call this? I have like 100 people reached or 48 people reached. I have 10 engagements. I have all this stuff. I mean, it's not until the end that it says like 60 people watch or whatever. I don't know who you are. So
yeah.
If you want to be known.
Just so we know who you are, please comment, like, hate.
Whatever, I don't care. I don't expect to kiss everyone's butt, but affirmative action, some people call it affirmative blaction, has been an unmitigated disaster.
Minority welfare. So this is not for the black people. It's for Asians. It's for Mexicans.
Yeah, but it was started with blacks.
Right. Yeah.
But it's been an unmitigated disaster. I mean, if you go back to the days before they started this, the poverty rates were going down before they started this, like, hey, we're going to help you out. Before they started this all helping people, that's the problem. The rates were plummeting in this country. Poverty rates were plummeting before the war on poverty. If the rates for poverty were going down, why would you want to fix it? If they were stagnant or going up, yeah, let's do something. But when they were going down, we're going to have a war on poverty. We've got to fix it, folks. And that's... It's funny because I didn't even know this happened, but not that I watched. But the woke Emmys fail. Ratings for the Emmys hit record lows. Because people want to see the Oscars. They want to see the Emmys. They want to see the Grammys. They don't want to sit there and, how you doing? This next artist has been major in helping try to get rid of Trump. You know what I mean? Because I can't believe that, Trump is just like, oh, Lord, help us. You know what I mean? He wants to flush this country down the toilet. And this person is helping to try to make sure that Trump doesn't flush America down the toilet. And, they don't want. They just want to hear. They want to see the Emmys. They want to see the Oscars. They don't want to see a political show. And that's why these award shows keep plummeting and tanking. And they don't care. They don't care. They could have one viewer, and they'd be like, "Okay, we want to thank you who are watching." You know who you are. Oops, we don't know who you are because there's actually two people now. We got two. What are we going to do? Well, we got two viewers. When are they going to learn? But do they care? Because CNN's rankings keep tanking and tanking. They don't care. MSNBC, the goal on this show is to get more people to watch, not less. The goal is to have more people watching, not less. It's crazy. This is kind of interesting because the European Union approves a CBD-based seizure medication. It's going to be interesting to see how this comes out and how it works. And it's been many years of dedication and collaboration between GW pharmacists and the epilepsy community. So it's going to be interesting to see, because that's what they want. Something that is massive. That, you know, I think I don't really want the pharmaceutical companies in this, but I want regulation. It's basically what I want moving forward with this whole cannabis revolution, because like a Pittsburgh man is charged with causing massive overdose at after party. Police believe that the drug in question may have contained fentanyl. And people are taking, and they have cocaine, and they're adding all kinds of stuff to it to bulk it up. The always joke is where I live, it's like, okay, it comes from Columbia to Miami. Then they cut it. Then it comes to here, and it's cut. And by the time it gets to here, it's like 30%. Because this is what it goes for, and you're going to, unless you buy a crap ton, this is what it sells for, and you're not going to be able to, you know, and the only way you're going to make some money is if you add something to it yourself to make it it's who knows what you're getting if you, because there are a lot of people going to the black market for like cannabis oils, and man, this is a THC vape oil, and I've had friends that believe the stuff they got was just, they went to a vape shop and got nicotine juice. And we want regulations so that if I'm getting, you know, Alabama Kush, or I'm getting Black Widow, or I'm getting Girl Scout cookies, I know what I'm getting. You know, we got to get this stereotype out that, well, it's, you know, because you're going to have, I see a day where it's legal, but okay, yeah, you can't work. Yeah, if you use, you can't, yeah, if you're using it, then you, okay, so what would happen? Would you be on disability then? Okay, because I use medical cannabis, I can't work. Okay, no one will hire me. You know, eventually something's going to have to go down the line. So. So my cat's in the studio. Thank God he's doing what he's doing. But it's just one of those things. I want to thank you so much. Yeah. But hey, we got to move. We got to take baby steps. And I think one of the biggest steps is the fact that now they flowers are legal again. But it's like, okay, if you use the flower, it's testing. There are people, there's a guy that was driving not Uber, but it's like a medical Uber. And he works for a company, he drives people to appointments and stuff. Almost like a comfort keepers kind of thing. And he uses CBD exclusively. And he tested positive. And, you know, and since it's from the same plant, they can't, you know, they could sit there and say to you, well, I could sit there and say, well, you know what? You went, oh, yeah, you smoked pot, but you went, you almost got it to where you got it low. No, I use CBD flower. I use CBD oil. Because it's not like they can differentiate. Well, yeah, you just use CBD. That's why you. Because I have been told that if they really wanted to, I think they might be able to look it up and prove if it's CBN. And that comes up as marijuana in a test. But, I mean, most. But you don't want to. But, like, I'd be afraid a lot of places. Like, well, what if I say I use this stuff? And then they say, wait a minute. You know, okay, we're going to do a, you know. What if they say, okay, well, it don't matter. You know, like, Because, like, when I was at the pain clinic, I was using it. They said, well, if you test positive, we have to let you go. Even though you're using CBD. If it tests positive, we got to let you go because...
That's why I don't fully agree with pain clinics. They have too much power.
Yeah. But then you have, okay, well, guess what? If I give one pill to one patient that doesn't need it, I'm out of a license.
Right.
I can't work.
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
Yeah. I'm saying like the government or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they have per se. I'm saying the government gave them too much power. Or maybe regulated them too much.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah. But then again, if I could truly, like, if I could use it, the real stuff, like, I wouldn't need pain clinic. But, yeah, where am I? I got about, where am I at? Let me see. What do I got about 14 minutes left in the program, 13. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe. Now, that's my YouTube channel.
We need to get on YouTube.
I'm thinking about possibly doing that. We'll figure that out. One small step for Kyle's Conversations. One small step for real news. But, you know, I mean, this cannabis and everything comes back to us. If no one stands up and says, wait a minute here, what's going to happen? They're going to continue to get raises if we don't do something. They're going to continue, you know, until you say, hey, I use this. I'm a great employee. I use CBD flower. It comes up as cannabis because it's got THC in it. So, you know, eventually they'll come to the day when, you know, people grow up and wake up and realize, guess what, folks? Well, that employee you worked with for 10 years, that's amazing. He used it every day. See, but then I know people that, like, they waste their life away. And I mean, like, you know, they don't care. I mean, it wouldn't matter if they smoked or not. They're lazy ass SOBs. You know, it wouldn't matter. You know, they don't care. Whatever. I'm going to do fire me. I don't care. I'll get to work when I do. That, like, they suck. The beer only makes it worse. Or the, you know, they're not motivated, they don't care, and they just sit on their butt anyways, and they try to, well, he's unmotivated. Pot's not causing his unmotivation. That's the problem. He's got issues. See, if he wasn't smoking, dude, take the crap away from him. He's not motivated. He don't care. He's lazy. He's worthless. But, you know, you gotta blame something because pot can't be good. So, you know, that's how it is. You know, the UK, you know, Ireland or Scotland can't break away from the United Kingdom, that's going to, the whole, if they want to go and be their own, then they can do that. You know? Yeah. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because of all this bad stuff that Trump's doing, you know, these Apple, these new latest MacBook Pros, they're going to be made in Texas, you know. I mean, that's I can't believe that's happening, man. That's just crappy.
That makes me want to go buy an Apple product.
Yeah.
You know how I love me some Apple products. Even though
you're
on a Mac right now.
See, I've always liked Mac.
I can't say nothing. I shouldn't say nothing. Rush is like Mac. He loves Apple. Well, they have the capacity to really help him hear and stuff. He can't talk on the phone that well. He can't hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, the type and
he has those, what are those things called?
Cochlear
implants. Cochlear implants, yeah. And that's a big thing. I mean, it helps him a lot. And
that's why he likes Apple is more friendly with those.
Yeah. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks, and you know I was listening to a thing and with Manchester United and Rio Ferdinand came out and he's like, you know, you got to give Ollie time and you know, I kind of feel like pardon me, I feel with Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer he needs time. I don't know. I mean, there are some questions why he's doing what he's doing, but give him time. I mean, I feel like, okay, yeah, they didn't hardly spend it all in the summer.
I have a real question that I don't know, and I don't know if I've ever asked. Can the owners tell the manager how to run the team?
No.
Okay. I didn't know.
No. If you run it the way you want it, and if they don't like it... You know, you can say, hey, I want all these players, and the owners can say, nope. But, you know, I think he's, there's some questions about why he's picking, who he's picking and stuff, but I sometimes think he feels like Juan Mata's got experience. Like, I don't think he feels like it's right just to throw the youth in there and like, okay, you're... You know, I sometimes feel, well, give them that experience. I don't expect the youth to be thrown in there and dominate. Buddy, you're going to go out there today and give it 100%. I'm pretty sure they're going to take you to school, but learn from it. I got to play with the old guard. They're incredible. You ever heard of like the Marine Corps band? It's like a version of like a reenactment version of it. Incredible. I learned so much playing with those guys. An experience of a lifetime getting to play with the old guard. But you learn. I mean, give them that ability. Let them go out there. Yeah, you're going to get smoked. Yeah, you're going to get taken to school, but you're going to learn from it. I want to be like that guy. You know, and I think if you're not gonna put like Mason Greenwood on loan, you're not gonna put Tuan Cebe on loan. Like, play those players. Who cares? Let them get the dang experience. You know, Static Matic ain't gonna do anything. Juan Mata's not doing anything. So give these other players, because if they tank, oh well, at least you're trying something different.
Could you think of a possible reason why he's not?
The only thing I can think of is that, hey, these guys at least got experience. I want experience over youth. But, I mean, I've always been of the philosophy, give this guy, if give me a list of your 10 players you want. I'm going to get you, I'll guarantee you 5 of these players, of the 10 that's on the list. I'll guarantee you 5 of them. What, 5? I don't know, but I'm going to guarantee you 5 of those. And if I give you the players you want and you do what you want and you're not successful, then I have to blame. Now, if you get every player you want and they're, you know, okay, well, you almost want, I mean, because like when you look
can
at.
Can you go any lower, though? Could the team get any worse right now?
No. I mean, I think they could finish 10th. Unless Yeah, we're eighth right now.
What's that with them?
They are 12th. Barely. But, I mean, I think we're just so used to having Alex Ferguson and dominating that now that we're having issues and we're struggling like 90% of the other teams have for so long, we don't know how to deal with it. To me, I'm you know, I kind of look at like if you would have sat there and said, okay, Zidane is getting the job. He's the new manager. You know, I'm reporting right now. The Sky Sports has announced that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Manchester United will have a press conference with Zinedine Zidane as the new manager. Would he take this team and turn it around? I don't. Well, he would definitely. Okay, you got to go. He would. You can't say, oh, he's doing everything right. He's getting the right players in here, and he's getting the players that need to go. And I think he's kind of keeping players for the fact of, well, what if people get hurt? I have to have someone to play. I have to have someone to be on the pitch. You know, and there are people that, like, what he, you know, Lukaku was better if
whoever said that is right. He needs time.
Yeah, he does. Rio Ferdinand's right. He needs some time.
Has he even been doing it a year?
Not even a year. And I hate this Notre Dame type mentality, which is a U.S. college team, where it's like, you know, okay, we demand like we want to be like the best every year, or, you know, hey, if you're not, bye bye. Like you could win, you could be undefeated 1 year, and then the next year lose 3 games. Okay, we gotta get rid of you. No, sorry. You know, we're not Alex Ferguson. He's not there. He's not. Alex Ferguson was not United. United is players, it's team, it's tradition, it's everyone that's ever been there. From the Busby Babes on up. And it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how it goes. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Minder Jamal has just come on, so I'll probably be go check him out if you get a chance. Go to Minder Jamal, he's amazing. I'll get on there like, hey, I'm done with my show, and I get to sit and relax and watch you. And he's great. You know, we all have our different things. You know, I do a Bible quote in the beginning, he prays at the end. So we all have our own things that we do and what we, you know, I'm just one of those that, you know, I always
pray and do a Bible quote at the beginning. Prayer never hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt, man. It doesn't hurt. You know, my cat could use all the prayers you can give him. So can my family. I mean, everyone, prayer moves mountains, and people don't realize that. Oh, you know, and they do have a PayPal link, so if you do want to help out, this stuff's not cheap. These stands,
equipment. And we need some new equipment.
I do, yeah, so.
Please like and share also.
Please like and share, because I get like 40 or 50 people, and I do want to apologize real quickly, because I had some retard on there, some heckler last week.
A troll.
And I get those, not on the conversation, usually, but 90 seconds left, usually it's the outside where they're writing me. And I'm like, you can't argue with me. I love it, because they can't argue, so they just make no sense.
It just gets me as if I don't like something that comes up on my page, what do I do? I scroll. I don't set and say, oh, what mean crap can I say?
Yeah, because I've had people like, well, when I was promoting my page, going off on me because it came up in their feed. I got about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Please share this. Get the word out. You know, if you want to donate, the PayPal link's below. I greatly appreciate that. Prayers are always welcome. You know, it's we the people that will fix this country, not we the government. And Trump is a part of we the people. And that's why he's trying to flush the toilet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And don't forget, folks, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.